Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference call for the 14th day of February, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for the meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Welcome Back, Michael. And, of course, Michael is from Sweden. He's on another interview at the moment, and so it'll be a few more minutes before he's able to call in. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Yaakov, or Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah, or Yahweh, in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Of course, over here we would say Bora Da, which is good morning, and over there it would be Prinhan Da, which is good afternoon. Kumriam Bith. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you use proper language and decorum, and if more than two of us are on the air, please try not to walk on top of each other. We are in the question and answer mode, which means all the folks that are joining the call are muted at my end until such time as either I or Adam unmute you. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And we have a lot of information there, Daily Mail page, where I try to keep the latest and greatest items for your interest, links to different news items and other things too, health-related, do-it-yourself, homesteading, gardening, every kind of topic you can imagine. And we ask again that you check that from time to time, as well as the Listen Live page for any updates on special broadcasts. We're attempting to get a police officer and a sheriff out in the Midwest to join the conference call here in the near future, talking about constitutional sheriffs. And I find it of interest that Montana and Iowa, the governors there, have rescinded all mask mandates, which is a good sign. And North and South Dakota governors have joined to say that the Biden administration, everything that they are doing that is unconstitutional will be ignored at the state level. So states' rights, finally, starting to show up on the radar screen. We've been screaming about that almost for 21 years. So, again, it's seekers of the truth and people that want to make a difference. Michael puts this out on his email quite often, and it's a good one. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow." And in other words, the more you learn about what's going on, the more it seems to upset people. Many in my family are in that category, that they have awakened here of late, and because of that, there is much sorrow. So it's, again, Bible wisdom. We want to find out who are seekers of the truth, because only truth seekers are the ones who seem to have a clue as to what's happening these days. And remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, fear. False evidence appearing real. And the word team, T-E-A-M, together, everyone achieves more. Teamwork, that's what we're all about. And I think we have Michael with us. Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, and amen to everything you said. Yes, I'm with you now, Pastor.
Excellent.
Inviting me.
What's that?
Thank you for letting me on your show again.
Very good. Okay, excellent. How did the show with Eli go?
It went well. We did on the Marks of Israel, because we are trying to, as we have been doing this for some time now, trying to blow some living soul into our brothers and sisters. But it's like, I don't know, they don't want to listen. As you said, they don't have the love to find out the truth, because that probably will shake their boat so much that, oh, I was wrong. The Jews are not God's chosen people. No, never been. They doesn't fulfill the marks. Next question. And then you also see in the nation down in Israel. They call themselves Israel, but what do they call them in that nation? Israeli, not Israelites. Yet another one, so easy one. And do the one in Israel have any troubles today with swarming invasions of immigration? Not at all. They say that will destroy us. Yeah, that's why you're doing that to us.
So yeah, amen to that. Amen to that. Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. By the way, a complimentary remark to you for your English. It's very good. It's certainly 100 times better than my Swedish, so I give you a lot of credit for conveying your message to us in our native language. Americans, we're pretty bad about picking up second and third languages compared to our kinsmen across the ocean. So, again, I thank you for that. And it's been quite a while since you've been on. Would you mind taking just a few minutes to reintroduce yourself to the audience?
Yes, of course. My name is Michael, and I'm stationed in Sweden. And I've been having a show called Lion of the North, where I also preach a Christian identity message, where I try to also shake and try to wake our brothers and sisters up to who they are. That is so important, because it's said in the Art of War, if you both know your enemy and know yourself, you will not succumb in any battles. But if you know either yourself nor your enemy, you will lose every time. But if you only know yourself, well, then maybe you will take a loss for each time you win a battle. So I think it's so important to have, this is the basic of everything, it is to know who you are. And that is the Genesis 3:15. That is the basic of the message, to know who we are and who is who in the zoo, would you say? And that is also, I believe, also a way to give credence to our forefathers, to tell our people about the struggle they did to get up to the places where they are. If that being in America, if that being up in Sweden, if that's in Russia, if that's wherever they are, in South Africa. How we did come to those places, and to honor them and their work. That is, I believe that is so important, and to give credence to that, and that's the way to give them honor. And why do I do it in English? Because I really believe America, you are really the central target right now, and if you fall, I believe everything will fall after it. So that's why I believe it's so important to, and I also want to help you, my brothers, to I do as best as I can. It's loving this. I want to, and I do it in English because it's much broader. It's more than Swedish. So and I want to help you, my brothers and sisters, of course. And I've been doing this for maybe, is it 3 years now, a bit less than that. And you, Dan, are one of the one that gives me very much. You have a very good, your ability to do an interview and also doing a solo show and keeping them interesting for such a long time. That's a real blessing to be able to do that. I do not have that qualification, I would say, to do that for such a time and keep the interesting up. I have to work on that. Yeah, that's a short introduction about who I am and what I do. And so, over to you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Michael. And it's very kind of you to say that. It's been a blessing. It's a gift from the Father. I don't take any credit for it. It's an indwelling of His Spirit and His guidance of many angels, which means messengers, have come in and out of my life over the years. And it's just been quite a journey. I've learned so much from so many different people. The radio format offered a chance for a multitude of people to come on to the show and share their life's experiences, the things they've learned. And as the host, I was given the honor to not only allow them to speak, but as a listener, I got to hear their heartfelt stories. And that just added to all my experiences and all the different things I've read over the years and studied. So it's been quite a journey. Here in the United States, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm sending out a Valentine's greeting to all of the ladies of Jacob Israel. We men honor you, even though this is it's not a holiday or a feast day according to our ancestors. It's more of a marketing thing for the Jew. However, it does bring up a good point that our women are being taken advantage of and being used and abused by this world system. And in large part, it's due to we men forgot how to be lions. That's one of the reasons I like the title of yours, Michael, your program, Lion of the North, because I think it's time for us men to be lions again, instead of sheep walking around thinking that we need permission from these sons of bitches that have taken over this world and are nothing more than psychopaths, Satan worshipers doing evil deeds. It's time for we men to manifest and protect our ladies. So happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there. And for those ladies who have not yet been placed under the cover of a righteous man, we're going to add you to the prayer today that Yahweh lead all of our ladies to righteous men and get that union going, so that in the coming days when judgment is getting poured out upon this earth, they will be covered under that blessing. So what do you think about that, Michael?
Yeah, I think that's, I also, as you said, this. I've read on your site is that our work is to wake up the lions, not the sheep. They doesn't want to hear it. For them, this is too offensive. They will cover under their, I don't know, behind their women if they hear it, I guess. So they don't want to listen to it. It's too offensive to them. So that's why I believe it's so important work that we are doing, trying to shake those lions, to wake them up to who they are. That's so important. And also to know they have an enemy that wants to kill them, but nothing more, that hates them so much. They conspire day and night to get you, to kill you in some way. And our people seems not to get it. And that's really what I think about when I read this blessings that Jacob gives to Judah, when it said in Genesis 49:8, Judah, thou art him whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in thy neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. And I believe the work you are doing, Dan, and everyone of us that try to wake up our people, this is a way to be in thy neck of thine enemies, how we are in the neck of our enemies, because we try to wake them up to who they are. So this is, for me, also a way we have to use those platforms to getting our message across. But I guess the Jewish their AI wants to censor us and wants to put us in the memory hole that they did with, I guess, when you have YouTube, of course, that has put us in the memory hole, and then other venues. You used a system before also that puts all your shows just, boop, delete them. So they want really to shut us up, but they can't succeed, because you know, they could try a thousand ways to prevail God's word, God's Yahweh's will to get forth, but they can't. His way, he will win, we will win, of course we will, because their ways won't proceed. Just look how it was in Egypt when they wanted to kill all the male childs, the Israelite childs. They believed that this would be the end of their inheritance. Well, it didn't. They did get out of Egypt, and then they did bitch a lot against Moses because they thought he was a tyrant, and they wanted to stone him. When you read in Flavius Josephus' accounts about this, and how I didn't see how much the Israelite was. Yeah, arguing, and just look at how they were then, and how isn't it then the same today? The same is today. If you try to wake them up, well, you are their enemy. You will be their enemy. Not the enemy that wants to kill them, but you, because you now rock their boat too much about this COVIDians idiots that believe you have a virus that hunts them every day. No, it's not. It doesn't exist. It's a made-up lie. to kill your economy and to come on. It's just as you, I guess, you also said, it is the influenza, it is the flu. That's what it is. It's nothing else. It is the flu or a cold. Because does anybody get the flu today? Does anybody get a cold today? I don't care so much. They call it, oh, COVID. That's exactly the signs of it. So it's just so ridiculous. This, and I know that going more farther in your nations, this COVID stuff here, they do it more on a basic of, they say, it's a recommendation. And then people do it. My, oh. Over to you.
Yep, you're right. Well, trying to wake our people up is not an easy task, as you well know. But it's, and that's why I said at the beginning of the program, the thing I have noticed the most about our people today is whether they actually truly want the truth, okay? And the people that don't care about the truth don't wake up. And often, people that are completely oblivious to the truth are people who spend a lot of time watching the television or the Talmud vision or the electronic toilet. You could use any of those names. They're all synonymous. So if they spend a lot of time in front of that idiot box, the image of the beast, they're worshiping it. They're giving it credibility. And I found that to be a form of idolatry and blasphemy, that when people watch the images across those flat screens and pay attention to it and give it their obedience, that's a form of idol worship, okay? So when a doctor, well, he's not actually even a doctor. When Anthony Fauci and Birx and the rest of those quacks and charlatans come up on that flat screen, that's the beast putting an absolute cretin and miscreant in front of you, which is an image controlled by the beast of somebody that we're supposed to trust, when in fact it's like Satan talking to you. And people don't have the discernment to know that if they worship the beast, whereas people who care about the truth can discern the fact that these people are liars and misfits. And there's no way in hell we should be following anything they say. And even other countries now are starting to cease giving out that vaccination. They are also reducing any kind of demands for mask wearing, because it's obvious it's just a form of finding out who the sheep are versus the lions that have enough common sense to say, screw you, I'm not putting that damn thing on my face. It doesn't work anyway. It won't do a damn thing for me or anybody else. And it's very harmful for our health. I mean, I can't believe the number of people that are still out there putting these damn face diapers on their face and hurting themselves and their children. That's a form of child abuse. And it just goes to show how ignorant people are. They don't have any attention span. Or they would remember back to when this all started, they said, oh, we'll just flatten the curve. And then all of a sudden they kept on pushing this whole thing, and they admitted that the mask isn't going to protect anybody at different times. Even the criminal organizations, such as the CDC and the WHO, have admitted it if people took the time to read it. But I don't know, Michael. I'm beginning to think that this whole COVID thing is actually a work of our Father to eliminate the people who worship the beast. This is a way to cause them to perish, suffer with weeping and wailing, and to perish. I mean, what do you think? It sure seems to have the markings of Yahweh's way to eliminate those who don't worship the truth, which is him, versus those that worship the Antichrist. Does that sound feasible to you?
Yeah, it does. Because, as I said, they are worshiping the Antichrist by either using looking at the tablets, looking at their phones, looking at those idiot box, the television, whatever they look at. That's what they worship. That's what they put their time in. They doesn't put it away and put up their, for example, Bibles or whatever to just listen or listen to something else. Just shut it off. Just have quietness around you. They just want to, and they doesn't care really to know what the truth is, because they believe the truth is tell on the television, and they don't want to do any work. But hey, I have news to you. Truth is not free. You have to do work for it. You need to work for it. And that's what they don't understand that, and they don't value it either, because it's easier to go with the flow. It's much easier to not be confronted. It's much easier to do as you're told, because you don't. And it's just, and that wasn't that also what Jesus Christ did when Peter took up his sword and chopped off the ear of the Roman guard that was taking Jesus, and what he said was, "Don't interfere with prophecy." And he didn't throw away the sword, he just put it away, because it was interfering with the prophecies.
Amen.
Would this be the same with all those Covidiates, or use the word Babylonians, or as you said, those one that believes it, that have it like a religion. You can go down, for example, here in Sweden is more mandatory level right now. We have not been suffering so much under those regulations, but I guess that has its reasons, because Sweden is, by the standards of the world, I guess, also the nation that has least cash. They won't get rid of the cash. So that's why they're using Sweden they want to look at Sweden. They have no regulations, and they have no cash. Maybe get rid of your cash, and you have it like them. Just go down to Germany when they are fully. I get so scared when I hear it, when people are embracing it, and they think, oh, it's like the Germans, Nazis time now. Oh, I said, no, it's more sounds like the communist day of Soviet Union, and that's exactly what it is. When you hear people say they can't be a number of people inside of your home, because then the police will come in. And jab down your and come into your apartment and say, yeah, you have to leave. You're too many. Think about the COVID. Come on, it's idiotic. Just hear it, and they're worshiping this like a god, because they have no god in them. They have not Yahweh in them. They have no. So then they need to have another god, and that is this, as you said, this beast. They're worshiping it. So yeah, that could be the case. This could be, because now I don't have the verse in front of me in Revelation. Those that does get the mark, they are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life either. It sounds like they that take the mark of the beast, they are not written in the Book of Life. So it's like predetermined. That's what I'm getting. And that makes sense. If they are not predetermined, they are not written in the Book of Life, well, then they will take it. So then we can't really interfere with prophecies.
Yep, I agree. And I agree with you too that the United States is a prime target today, because if we fail here, it does not look good for the white race across the earth at all, because we are in a position to defend ourselves better than pretty much any other white nation. Except that the white race has been placed under a spell to where they're ashamed of being white. They believed all the lies being told to them by these Jews who have rewritten history, and it's a shame. So I don't know, to be honest, what's going to happen. They're going to try to take our weapons. I like to think that we have enough sense to know that we cannot give up our weapons, ever, under any pretext. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if they make an attempt to take our weapons, that is the sign to start the final war. If you've been sitting on the fence or continually backing up without drawing a line in the sand, folks, to where you're going to just come out of that cage like a lion, that sure as hell would be one of them if they try to disarm you, because that is the hallmark strategy of a communist takeover is to disarm the people. The other line in the sand, as far as I'm concerned, is anybody trying to force a serum into my body when I'm a naturopath. I don't put any foreign substances in my body. And nobody has the right to tell me what to put in my body, whether they call it a medicine, a food, a prophylactic defense, whatever they want to use the terms for. It's an invasion of my body, and therefore it is illegal, immoral. They have no jurisdiction. They have no authority to do that. So if they believe they can do that to you, that means they recognize none of your constitutional rights, and they do not recognize your God-given rights. So what's left? I mean, if you don't want to fight at that point, you might as well just let them slap the chains on you and enslave you and your family, men. And again, on Valentine's Day, our children and our women are being assaulted on a daily basis by these non-whites, and particularly these Jews, who have taken over our governments and turned loose the criminal element on us. It's time for men to be lions again. I don't know how much more it can be said. And, you know, a lot of people, Michael, they go, well, what can we do about it? Well, what's stopping us, ladies and gentlemen? I'm asking you. What is stopping you from being the child of God that you're supposed to be? And men, what is stopping you from being the warrior that you were supposed to be? If not a mental conditioning, a deception that has been placed upon you at the mental level. And you have to get over that. The very first thing a warrior has to do is to become mentally prepared to fight. You can have all the weapons in the world in your basement, but if you're not mentally prepared to use them, and you have not adopted the mental attitude of a warrior who is willing to fight and to kill an enemy and to die if necessary, if you haven't mentally reached that point, you might as well not have any weapons. At least that's how I see it. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, that's also said in Art of War also, I think, that if your men are not mentally ready to fight the enemy, then you have only got halfway. That's also said in Art of War, and I believe there's much wisdom in that book, that our enemy unfortunately uses against us every day, unfortunately. And we are so dumb fool to fall for it. And we look at it. They are the smallest nation in the world. They have taken control over all of us by what? Controlling the media, controlling the money system, this mystery Babylon system, because that's what it is. It's a big system. Just because our nations disappeared, the system still exists. The Rothschild Banking System, Inc. still exists. That is the fornication, I guess, that all the kings of the earth is fornicating with. It is this mystery Babylon money system. I guess it's only two nations today that doesn't do that. This is that Iran and Assyria. Assyria, I mean. So that's how I view this mystery Babylon system. And many of our people also in it, they borrow money and, oh, I own my house. I own my apartment. Sure, no, you don't own it. If your Jewish banker owns it, just try not to pay it, and you will see who owns it.
Yep.
So yeah, and I believe those, and also many, as you said, is also you had an interesting this with them that God only speaks to us through the Bible. You had an exchange about that, but it's of course you have lots of other literature that speaks to us that has been inspiration to written by Yahweh. No one else, I think. Like Flavius Josephus, he's all the history he's make about our people. It's a part. You also have to put all that history into account. You cannot just rely on one. Then nothing would exist because all our nations are not mentioned in the Bible. Then they wouldn't exist. Of course they do. So it's just believing that is. Yeah, I think he speaks to us through Numerius way also, how Yahweh tells us what we should do and what not to do. and when he will make us do something, because it's everything is by him. Nothing is by a coincidence, I believe. There's no coincidence. Everything is a work by him. And it could also, I've been thinking about this, how does the Christian world look to the Jewish elite? We look pretty down, I think. They think, oh, they are just no problem to get. I think they believe. But isn't that also what is said in Art of War? That if you are strong, pretend to be weak. And if you are weak, pretend to be strong. If you look at the Christian community, we are not so strong today. And then they are aren't they also very prideful today? They are the most prideful people. Look at them. And we know that pride goes before the fall. What is your take on that?
Well, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Pride before the fall, yeah. Our people, you know, I've spent years trying to figure this out. What is it that has such a stronghold on our people that even obvious truths seem to be impervious to them? And I can't come up with any answers, Michael. The scripture says that because they are no longer lovers of the truth, I will send a strong delusion on them. So again, our Father is behind what's going on right now. He wants his children to repent and come back to him. And these things will all disappear. You know, everybody's trying to think about the New World Order and the deep state and all that, but those are all symptoms of a people in idolatry, who are worshiping a false god, a Christ, an idol. So again, all he's asking is that we repent of that and come back to him, which means that we love the truth above all things, and we love each other as brothers and sisters, our racial love for each other. There's nothing wrong with that. And why white people have such a problem with that is beyond me. They have no problem accepting that black people can be proud of being black, or that Jews can be proud of being Jews, or Chinese can be proud of being Chinamen. Okay, they have no problem with that. But they can't seem to accept the fact that we, the race that brought civilization to this world, who brought the words of our Heavenly Father Yahweh to this world, which brings peace and prosperity and civilization, for some reason they cannot accept that we have a right to exist as well. And so we're in disobedience to virtually every single commandment in Scripture. I can't think of one in there that we're not violating today. It's just amazing to me how people can call themselves believers in the God of the Bible and carry their Bibles around and attend these whitewashed sepulchers called churches today, thinking they're doing service to the Almighty when in fact they are blasphemers. Absolute blasphemers, and working for the destruction of God's chosen people, who are the Aryan, Anglo-Saxon Israelites who walk this earth and have all the signs, as you and Eli, I'm sure, covered, have all the signs, the biblical signs of the true children of the Most High, whereas the Jew fits the perfect description of the Antichrists. Everything the Jews do is of Antichrist. They're liars and deceivers, which is what? That is a hallmark of Satan and Satan's kids. And if people don't believe that, well, then throw your Bibles away, because in the book of John, Christ himself made it perfectly clear that these people were liars, murderers, and deceivers. And that's where these morons that walk around today that can't think for themselves or telling everybody that the Jews are God's chosen people, which is another form of blasphemy, or that Jesus Christ was a Jew. And again, another absolute lie and a form of blasphemy. So, you know, it's staggering at times to think of just how deceived our people are and how little they seem to care about what's really going on, the truth. And a good case in point is those people lining up to get this bastard shot of this bullshit vaccine. They're calling it a vaccine and it's not. And they're lining up to get it. And it's just like, you know, I don't know, Michael. I really, it's just, you know, it's mind numbing thinking about all this stuff. What the people over where you're at in Sweden and other countries around you over there in Europe, what do they think about Americans today? Do they basically believe that we've lost our minds or that we're cowards? What's the opinion of the Europeans of Americans today?
Yeah, I believe that when that person was in office, I think then the Europeans said, oh, look at the Americans, oh, horrible it is, blah, 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 you know, all this, and they started up. And then, they had a huge anti-Trump, but I believe that was a trust, you send out a booklet about a trust movement that the Soviet Union did. I believe that was exactly the same thing they did to Americans by the Trump movement. That was only a trust movement by the communist regime in America. Because nothing what they said did really happen. So, and you also have to give your enemy some bait. You have to give them some bones. If they, then they're not, it's not appeased. So unfortunately, I think that's what they did. But that's my take on it. Then we have this with... now when Biden, then they believe they are more like us. Yeah, because in Europe we have more communistic rulership than you can ever imagine. Because you have European Union now. You have Soviet Union Part 2. That's what European Union is. It's just another, they just made it to look different, but it's still the same. It's a socialistic, communistic institution that is created to just kill white people. That's exactly what it's about. And then restrict us, and so, yeah, and that's, I think that is the view on Americans. It's not you're going around all the world like a world police. That has also been a prevailing viewpoint about America, that America is always away and like a world police enforced. But a bit, and then I believe now also when you get this other, I heard also it was a youth, this Biden, when he's in office, now they're more on track. That's unfortunate what you see, because just brought up Trump in Sweden was like, no, they didn't like that. And it's when I tried to mention this, that all the doctors in America that had spoken out against this COVID, this false, this hoax, the COVID nonsense. Oh, they must be Trump supporters. What? What do you say? It's hilarious, to be honest. But that's the problem with Europe today, because after the Second World War, I guess, all of Europe fell into, to be communistic, unfortunately. They doesn't know it, and they don't really want to hear it. That is to rocking their boats too much. And that's why I guess also they let the wall fall down, because why would we need to have a wall now? We have already infiltrated all of the nations in Europe with our communistic system that they have done. And Sweden has unfortunately been one of the testing grounds for it, because in very early 1900s, Sweden fell for this, what do you say, socialdemokrater, social democrats, very early. And believe, it's a good value. And no, it's not. That's so unfortunate. Sweden is very long in this process of, that's why also it's so ungodly in Sweden. Because of, we know that the communists hate Christianity. It's opium for the people, I think one of their leaders said. That's also why the churches in Sweden have been so emptied. And they are only preaching, the lies of prosperity gospel, and of course, that the bastard state in Israel is the God chosen people, and there you, if you try to speak out against them, and you're an evil anti-Semite. Ooh.
Yep. Amen to that. Well, do you see, since it's been quite a few months since you were on last? In the meantime, have you seen an increase of the whites that are realizing that they've been lied and fooled, and they want to learn the truth and are more open to identity or is it about the same?
I don't know. It feels like the same, unfortunately, because I've tried to reach out to people, and what do? They ignore me, or then if I just say, hey, maybe the tribes, where do they come from? It's very, very, very subject that's very interesting about history, where we come from. And then they say, no, that is wrong, and you cannot talk about, then they quote this from Paul, said about that Paul meant with the Greek gods, and they... I have tried to reach out in some Christian groups, but they have been ignoring me, or they have just been putting out other baits when I posted something to try to get their attention. So I tried to reach out, to be honest, but you know how it is. It is pretty, those Judeo-Christians are, they're pretty hard to get to. Unfortunately, and I just try with the close one to me. And as you said, you need to find those. Do they look in television? Do they believe COVID is something kind of a dangerous virus? Well, then it's like I don't put down my time on them, because they doesn't care for the truth. They would have seen through that lie for a long time ago. They would have, unfortunately, I've done some tries, and also other I thought had been wise to the Jewish power, but they doesn't really either want to talk to me. I don't know why. So I must be a very bad person. Oh, I must be evil. That's how I view. I don't know how it is in America. Do you see a rising in people to being aware of this, of the message? Are they more aware of this this COVID lie, or how is it in America?
There seems to be an awakening in America and Canada. So many more people are awake today than they were 6 months ago to both the lies of the church, even the lies of the media, and the lies of the government and the medical mafia. Many seem to be waking up over here. Now, that there's still a large number of people who are deceived, but the number of people who are aware has increased tremendously. Even in my own circle of friends and family, I've noticed some of the, as you call it, hard-headed or stubborn of our race have lately walked away from the whitewashed sepulcher churches. And these people were like, they attended Sunday school and church every Sunday. They donated to the church. They pushed the agenda of the church constantly. They believed in the Republican Party. They believed in the government. And they have walked away from it all recently, some of these people, including Fox News and other deceiving channels out there. So I look at it as a good sign that if people who were so entrenched in the mainstream life, mainstream media, mainstream government, mainstream economy, mainstream church, and they can wake up to this level to where they are not only aware of what's going on, but they have abandoned all support for these lying institutions. And that's critical. If our people would just simply stop supporting the liars, if you don't want to give your support to folks like you and me and other broadcasters, that's fine. But stop giving your time and energy and money to the lying deceivers. Stand up and take a stand. I mean, that doesn't cost you anything as far as money. Again, many of our people are weak mentally and spiritually. They're weak in the body because they don't take care of their bodies. They put poisons in it. They don't follow the food laws. They don't listen to the naturopathic doctors trying to help them get their health back. And so they suffer for that. But the ones who finally get it, they realize that we live in an ocean of lies coming at us from all sorts of directions. When they realize that and they take steps to correct their life, get better information, get better food, get better water, get better friends, get better correspondence. Don't listen and watch these lying media, whether it's the alternative or the mainstream, because there's liars on both sides. Don't get caught up on all that, because we are the children of light. We are the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh God. We are the top of the ladder. We have to start acting like it, okay? We often, and I'm guilty of this as well, we often believe that somebody out there is brighter and smarter and better qualified to lead than we. However, the truth of the matter is that we, the sons and daughters of the Most High, are the only ones on this earth qualified to lead. We're the only ones. Any man-made institution, and that includes all the Trump supporters, you're worshiping a man. That is a form of blasphemy. That is not a godly thing to do. You're worshiping a man. Never worship a man. You worship the God of heaven who gave us life and gave us this earth to live on. Now, if you have a leader that's worthy of being a leader, you give him your support only as long as he does righteous deeds. If he becomes unrighteous, you do what the Romans general and Caesar Trajan said to do many, many years ago, centuries ago. He told his Roman legion warriors, "Take this sword and use it against my enemies. If," there's a big condition right there, "if I issue righteous commands, if I issue unrighteous commands, use this sword against me." There's a true leader for you. He says, "I want you to be willing to fight and die for me if I am a righteous leader. If I am an unrighteous leader, then you use your weapons and your energy and your life to destroy me and anyone else that is unrighteous." If only we had those kind of people today, like the Emperor Trajan, okay? We're told by the Jewish movie crowd and the Jewish media that Rome and all the Roman emperors were evil. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Rome started out as a republic, just as the United States did. When Rome first started going into the areas of Europe outside of present-day Italy, they were welcomed because they brought Roman law and order and protection against thieves and bandits. They were welcomed in the beginning, much like the German soldiers and German SS in the beginning of the early 1940s in Europe, because they brought the German moral code with them. The German SS were the most moral soldiers on the battlefields of Europe during the 1930s and 40s. That's been documented by Allies and the Axis powers. So when they first came into some of these corrupt areas where we had leaders who were basically communists, many of them probably Jewish, they welcomed the German military in there because they did not allow these perverts, these Jews, to run the show. So again, history has been turned around on us to where we don't recognize the fact that we've been lied to and that we actually fought the wrong people. The Germans and the Italians were the only two European countries actually trying to stop communism. They were the only two. And yet we went to war because of the propaganda media, and we destroyed the only two armies trying to stop the Red Terror from coming into Europe. So we actually did not do honorable things in World War I or in World War II. And we haven't done an honorable thing since then either. We're being driven into these wars of aggression by our Jewish masters so that Jewish corporations can make huge profits, and that we can make these other countries submit to Jewish rule through the United States government. But it's not the United States government. It's a Zionist government. So it's not Israel ruling the world from Tel Aviv, necessarily, but it's the same group. These Zionist dogs, these communist dogs, are ruling the world through London, Washington, D.C., the Vatican, with Tel Aviv in the middle. So it's got a triangle around Tel Aviv, but it's all Jewish. It's all Zionist. And our people need to wake up to that. And if they can wake up to that, then all the pieces of the puzzle start coming together and you start to see a clear picture. But our people are so mesmerized by the media and television and movies and these talking heads on TV, but then again, it's because, as Christ told us, they no longer love the truth, or they would be able to see through the lies. If you love the truth, you're going to seek things. The Holy Spirit will speak to your body and tell you through the mind that the thing you're listening to is a lie. Because if you actually worship the truth, if you want the truth, then God gives you an assistant, so to speak, at the spiritual level, to where you can tell you're being lied to. Like the very first day when I was visiting my family in Virginia a year ago, the very first time Fauci was put on TV, I knew he was a lying piece of shit. Okay? As soon as I saw his face and he opened his mouth, I knew at the gut level that guy was an evil monster. Same thing with that woman Burks. Evil. There wasn't anything good about that person. A lying piece of shit getting on television telling people absolute lies. And then convoluting the truth. Every now and then she did tell the truth. When she said, "We're doctoring the numbers up by saying people died with COVID as well as from COVID," even though COVID actually doesn't exist. But we are doctoring the numbers. She actually said that, but she said it in such a way that the morons that watch TV couldn't figure it out. But if you went back and watched the video over again, she actually admitted it. So that's how Satan's kids work. They know how to mask, even when they tell the truth, how to mask it in such a way that the unsuspecting people don't pick it up, because they don't have a love of the truth. They don't have the questioning attitude that they should have. Because you're watching mainstream media, that should be your first clue that you better be careful. If you're watching any of the mainstream government people, you better be careful, because these people are liars and deceivers, just like the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. That's a private corporation. They have patents on vaccines. So they have a financial interest in pushing the whole vaccination thing. It's unbelievable. Same thing with the World Health Organization. The guy that sits in the leadership position of that is a criminal and a communist. The United Nations has been run by communist criminals from day one. Why is it people can't see through this stuff, Michael?
And our people are also very weak. So they're weak to this, because if you look at those people, oh, look, they have pinstripe suits. Oh, look, they have good clothes. Oh, they have good cars. So they look up to those simpletons, simple stuff. Because if you and me would come and say, they will ridicule us until, you know how it will be. Because then, oh, they are conspiracy theorists. Oh, no, they are haters. And they will use some kind of, because they dress up like they are not authority. We know they're not authority. And that's also interesting that you said. I felt the same when I heard this virus, not virus, because it's a made-up stuff. Viruses doesn't cause disease. About COVID, I said, this is a lie. That was my first initial thought when I heard this started up. I felt that my spirit told me that this is a lie. And yeah, look, it is a big lie. It is nothing more than a lie. So I also feel the same, this to be in touch with the spirit. And that our people are not that. Do they turn off their television? If they do, do they turn off their music in there? No, they never have a quiet, quiet time for themselves to listen to what Yahweh is telling them, to what the Father is telling them. They don't, and if they hear it, they will probably not know, reject it, because it's for them, I don't know. And I can also make a correction. I also have seen Swedish, what do you say, call it truth teller. They are increasing. So I see that as well. But unfortunately, what I see is also that many of them are control oppositions. So it's like Alex Jones stuff. It is this trust movement, I believe. So it's unfortunately, it's led by our enemies. But I see this, and that is, I guess, also a sign of the people are reacting more and more to it, even in Sweden. That is such a, yeah, come on. I mean, look at how many doctors in Sweden is talking out against COVID. One. How many in America and Germany? Very many more. But why not in Sweden? No, because they are so afraid of losing their license, losing their job. They are more, they are just administrating, they're not doctors in any way. They have lost their bone, they have lost their back, they are just want to have a good job, and they doesn't want to go against the COVID, because then they will lose their job. So, yeah, and this also to just do that, if you just, I don't know, I don't look at television, because it's so, I just hear it's lies upon lies upon lies, and then they program people. You can just look when people look at it. When you have that thing on, people, you can't speak with them. It's like a tractor beam from it. It draws their attention. And I'm sure it's technology that will make this. But you also probably seen that also, Dan. When that one is on, people doesn't speak to you. They look like they are in a zombified position to look at that stuff. It is unbelievable. And and over to you.
Well, do you think the scripture that talks about the 144,000, you know, we often took that to be symbolic because it's 12,000 from the 12 tribes, so that's 144,000. So it could easily be just symbolic. But sometimes you got to wonder, it might actually be literal. I mean, worldwide, if you think about it, that's not a very big number worldwide, 144,000. But if you look at all the truth tellers, and we're talking about, again, the whole truth, not just the Rush Limbaughs and Alex Jones that'll give you a part of the truth, but they won't take you the whole way. The folks that are teaching the true identity message are the people that'll take you the whole way. And if you count those people up, it might only be 144,000 that make it through this judgment period, at least at the rate we're going now. Either that, or it's the 144,000 who are the avant-garde or the elect that help lead our people out of their bondage at the very end of the age, when they finally do wake up and repent of what they have done and turn back to the living God, then it might be that the 144,000 are the leaders, we'll call them the sub-commanders of our people as they rise up in mass against this world system. Because at some point, Obadiah and Ezekiel and Malachi tell us that at some point we become the battle axes and weapons of war that our father predicted through Jeremiah, that they will rise up and they will destroy the wicked from the earth. They will become ashes under our feet. That's a biblical way of saying they're dust. They've turned to dust. They've been totally annihilated. So what's your take on that? Do you think that makes sense?
Yeah, more and more, as you say, more and more I feel that this it cannot be literal. Because if you look how it is today to you, how far it is between. Come look, you and me, you are across the pond in Florida. I'm up in Sweden. And I cannot find to fellowship with fellow Swedish Christian about this. It's very hard to find them. And I try to reach out to them, but they reject me. They, no, you smell, you know this, not smell, but you know this is said, that the savior of life. They feel I'm the savior of death for them. Because I'm trying to, give them the word and this truth that has not been preached, not been told in Sweden. I have not found anybody that has done it. So I'm a bit going the first way to try to do this. And I more and more believe that it is, can be literal. And when we also read in as I said, in Obadiah, it's also said that Joseph going to be he will be like a fire, like a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. So it's Joseph, and I believe, Joseph, you are in America. You are the Commonwealth nation. That is why you are so put upon today, because you are Joseph. And that's also why I feel I want to help you, because, that's kind of why I feel. And then I can help my brothers abroad, because you are willing to listen to me. Hear my own, I don't know, because they doesn't really seem to want to listen to me. So then I, just because I want to help you, I feel an urge to help, to lift you up. Because if, as I said, if you fall, I believe all mankind will fall, because then they will do a lot of evil stuff to us here. They have just not done it because they cannot do it if you're up. But if you go down, then they can start up. They will ramp up every evil thing I believe they do. But it said, as you said, it is Joseph that will be a flame and the house of Esau for stubble. And you grew up on a farm. Tell me, what is stubble? How is it?
Yeah, stubble burns very easily. It's the leftover when you mow a field of wheat or hay. We called it hay. The grasses that grow in the field, you mow them down and they dry up, and then you put them in rows to dry. And once it reaches a certain level of dryness, you go out with a baler and you turn it into bales. And then what's left in the field, the remaining, is what we call stubble, the remaining straw. Some people call it like straw. And it's in the field, and there's clumps of it usually amongst green grass. And we used to take, as kids, we would take matches out and throw the light the matches and throw them at the bundles of stubble and watch them ignite and burn. And they burn very easily, and they burn completely. So when the Bible refers to them as stubble, it means that they will fall very, very quickly, and they will be consumed entirely. And literally, they will be just ashes left under our feet. So, as you were saying what you were saying, Michael, I was thinking 144,000 seems like a very small number today. But if you look at the number of people worshiping the beast and doing the mask wearing and getting the vaccines, if you take away all of those people, let's say Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is correct. She did an interview very recently where she said in 3 to 6 months, people are going to start dying that have taken this vaccine. Now, in 3 to 6 months, we're going to know whether she's right or not. But she talked about animal studies with these types of vaccines and what they do to your immune system. And in the animals that they tested, it took 3 to 6 months and their immune systems shut down. So the vaccine isn't itself going to kill you, just like diabetes. Nobody dies from diabetes. You die from the complications caused by diabetes to your organs. Well, the same thing with this vaccine. Technically, when they say the vaccine's not going to kill you, technically, it's a partial truth. The vaccine itself is not going to kill you. What it will do is shut down your immune system so that other pathogens can come in, such as pneumonia, COPD, asthma, heart failure, you name it, you will become susceptible to all of the other diseases, because we live in an ocean of germs and other pathogens. Every single day of our lives, there is absolutely nothing you can do to shield yourself from all of these germs and pathogens. You can't. That's why Yahweh God gave us an immune system that's an intelligent immune system that can identify new pathogens and create new antibodies. And the one thing that's beautiful about this creation, this miracle called life that we have, is that your immune system memorizes these things. So it's constantly creating new antibodies to fight off all of the known pathogens. And when one mutates in any way and comes into the body, our bodies recognize it immediately and start producing new antibodies to take care of this new pathogen. Well, what these creatures, these diabolical creatures have done is figured out a way to take the immune system and put it into basically a standby condition where it will not react. And when the immune system shuts down, now you will see people weeping and wailing and dying of many things that they have not died from for many years, because when we had healthy bodies and healthy immune systems, as Yahweh God intended, our bodies were able to make the correct antibodies to keep us healthy. And so now modern medicine, the pharmaceutical industry, the corporations, they are all workers of iniquity. They're the wicked that walk amongst us, because they do everything they do for money. They worship money, which is a sign of an antichrist. And so they're willing to put these things into our bodies, knowing full well that we will get sick. That's why the people at the top, the elite at the top, the people who want to rule this world, the wicked, they're not putting this in their bodies. If you believe that bullshit on television where you see somebody in a lab coat or whatever putting something in their arm, number one, many of them aren't even taking the cap off of the syringe. So nothing's going into their body at all. And for the few that you actually see the needle go in, they're just injecting saline water. They're not injecting this poison because they know it's going to kill them. If you want to prove my point, go get one of these celebrities or these talking heads or these automatons like a Fauci and tie him to a chair and let one of us administer the poison to him. We'll take it from one of the cases meant to go to one of our military people. You see, if the military really cared about saving their own souls and their own bodies, they would be the first ones to demand that Fauci and Burks and Schumer and Pelosi and all the people in Washington be strapped to a chair and then go get the vaccines out of the cases meant to go to our soldiers and take the vial and inject these sons of bitches with that vaccine, the real poison. And then no military should take anything coming from these assholes until the six-month incubation period is over and see whether they're alive or dead. That's what really should happen instead of these stage productions for the flat screens, images controlled by the beast, that are trying to make you think that the Dr. Oz's of the world, by the way, Dr. Oz is a complete quack and charlatan. He's admitted in interviews that his own family take no vaccines at all. And yet he's on that flat screen telling the world that they should get vaccinated. And he even did a skit, a staged event where he claims he took a vaccine. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody in his right mind is going to believe that some piece of shit like Dr. Oz, his whole family is against vaccinations, but he's going to do it? That's bullshit. He's a liar and a fraud, like all the rest of them, and he should be strapped down to a chair, and the military take the vaccine, the bottle of vaccine, and inject it into his body. Okay? If you're going to get on television telling the rest of us to do it, then Dr. Oz, you get in that chair and let that military person put the real deal in your arm. You know better than that. You're not going to let that happen because you know it's harmful. All of these people are hypocrites, just as Christ said in the book of Luke. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is their hypocrisy. These people are liars and deceivers. They are actors, bad actors. That's what the word Hippocrates in the Greek means. We take the word hypocrite from that, but that was the word they used for people that got on stage and pretended to be something they were not. So the word actor and hypocrite are synonymous. People pretending to be something which they are not. These medical people and these government people are all bad actors trying to get you to do something that they know damn well is harmful. Therefore, they are antichrists. At least that's my take on it, Michael.
Yeah, and that's a good description of when you say good, bad actors, when you say, oh, we are God's chosen people. No, you're bad actors. You're not. You don't fulfill any of the marks. And you say you are? Yeah, they're hypocrites. Same there, as I said. That goes in everything they do. They want to look like they are so, they're so righteous, but of course they're not. They lie every time. And that's something I didn't know. This yet is so said that many of the vaccines, when the celebrities are doing it, that is just a fake. It's just either they doesn't take off that or they doesn't even take it. And I've heard people are in unfortunate Sweden as well, in my local gym. They are more like, they want to have this vaccine, but oh, then everything can go back to normal. Yeah, that's everything they want. That they are antichrist. They are so far gone, they doesn't even believe in God, unfortunately. To speak about it, to speak about the truth with them is, yeah, they believe vaccines work and that will get them back to normal because, yeah, that's the only thing they'll... they won't, and that is so. Yeah, it's so. Yeah, it's also sometimes you won't maybe feel remorse, but more and more as you hear them, I don't know really. More and more, it's like I don't really. Sometimes I don't know if I have the energy to care about them because I don't want to listen to anything else than what dressed up in TV will tell you, and they believe that viruses cause disease. Well, they are not. It's a theory, and they don't want to listen to that either. And also, this is vaccines. It's, again, so interesting. You say, oh, yeah, it boosts your immunity. But again, with Satan and his kids, it's always the opposite. It is the opposite of it. It will deteriorate your immune system. And so that's... and also, wasn't this also tried with the AIDS, what do you call it, epidemic? That wasn't really an epidemic. It was just... when you look into it, the tests, they were so inaccurate, and they didn't die really of this, what do you say, HIV, but they did die of the treatment. The treatment killed them, and that has been tried before, but this was in Africa. That's, I don't know why people didn't, and in the homosexual community, I guess that was why people really didn't think about it, but that's, I pretty recently saw that the AIDS and that is they didn't die of any sickness. It was just the treatment, the medicine they were given that killed them, and that is exactly what's coming with this vaccine as well. And I guess it's same with this testing that they're doing. Oh, testing? Why testing when it doesn't exist? What are you testing for? What is? Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that people even believe that, when you read what they say it's the symptoms, well, it's a normal cold. Why would you test it for a normal cold? Sorry I'm rambling, but I get pretty frustrated because you try to reach people to speak about it, but it's not that easy. Unfortunately, in Sweden, you know some of them, you can speak with them, but it's very far between them. They're far between, and I don't know. That's, I guess, also for you, Dan. You also see that we are far between. We have been spread out across the world as being the salt, because you don't put all the salt of your steak on one place. You have to spread it out to preserve it. I guess that's a metaphor to say how Yahweh preserves the earth and preserves his earth. He's spread out his salt, and the salt we are the salt of the earth by doing this, by telling people how it really is. Because if there would be new resistance to this evil, well, we would be because this is hell on earth at this present moment, I believe, because how this has turned out, a government should be able to tell you what you put in your body, and you need to do that, and to rule over you. This is not what I've learned, that we should have. We have a God-given right to have the freedom over our own body. If we don't have that, what do you have? If you don't, can say, no way, I don't want your poison. If you are not able to do that, they want to force it in you, well then, what freedom is left? What is left if you lose that to determine what gets into your body? Nothing is left for me in a way. Everything is gone. That is the most sacred, the temple, because therein the Holy Spirit dwells, and that they know. So they want to get rid of that. They think they can tune everybody to Lucifer, and that loser, Lucifer. But he is a loser, and he will burn where he's meant to go. So, over to you.
Yeah, well, you're correct. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why you're not supposed to put poisons in it, and you're supposed to take care of it. Your body is a temple. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment of Yahweh that you take care of your body. That's a commandment, as best as you can, and you must make every effort to keep the temple as God created it. That's a commandment. And the beautiful thing is when you do that, you don't get sick, and you feel good, and your joints feel good, and your muscles feel good, and you feel alive and active, and you can jump out of bed in the morning, even in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, and look forward to doing God's work for the day. We're not meant to be invalids in our old age. We're meant to have at least 120 years of good health on this earth before Father takes us home. That was his plan. A minimum of 120 years of good health, not just keeping the body alive, but actually good health to where you can play with your great-grandchildren, you can still write books, you can still read, you can still give talks, you can still help around the house, you can still cook food. And you can even make love to your husband, wife, whatever. Okay? That's what the plan was when we do it right. And by the way, you mentioned HIV, and nobody really died of HIV. They died from AZT, Alpha Zulu Tango. AZT was the drug, and isn't it a odd coincidence that the same demonic creature called Anthony Fauci was part of that debacle and crime against the homosexual community as the same Fauci now trying to kill off more people using the same methodology? Now you can see why the deep state Antichrist put Fauci in charge of all this, and he's still there. Because he has the experience of what he did when he killed off all the people during the so-called HIV program. So he has a resume that says that he's good at this. And so now that's why they keep him up there, because he's a liar, a profiteer, a hack, a quack, charlatan, criminal, murderer. That's what Fauci is, and all of those working with him. If we had a real military, they would be under arrest and sitting in front of tribunals with the possibility of a death sentence coming upon them for their crimes, if we had a real military. In fact, most of Washington would be empty if we had a real military, because everybody would be in front of tribunals for their acts of treason and crimes against humanity. In fact, over where you're at, Michael, in Europe, most of your leaders would be sitting in front of military tribunals if we had real honest, righteous military men instead of this deep state cabal of misfits, transsexuals, females, because females don't belong in the military, folks. And for the ladies out there that don't like hearing it, I really don't care. Okay? You don't belong in our military. You weaken our military. Just as the transsexuals and homosexuals weaken the military. That's why the enemy wants them in our military, to weaken it. And if you believe the bullshit that they make you a stronger military, you are dumbasses. I'm sorry, but you are dumber than a box of rocks. Every military on this earth that has actual true fighting men that are worth a damn, they do it the old-fashioned way. Real men, no women, and no perverts. Look at every single military that's considered some of the best soldiers on earth, and it'll always follow those rules. You're not going to find women amongst it.
No,
and ladies, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you weren't built for the job. It'd be like me trying to have a baby. I'm not built for it. It would kill me. And you being a warrior, even though women can help in the battlefield, because the word wife actually means shield bearer, women could assist their men in those ancient times because they carried extra swords, spears, and shields for their husband. And many times he had 5 or 6 wives, so he had plenty of shield bearers to watch his back and his flanks while he was in combat. And when his shield broke, or he ran out of spears, or his sword got busted, they had a backup for him so he didn't get killed. Because if you ran out of shields and swords and spears, you were just cannon fodder for the enemy. They'd just walk over and kill you. So, again, it's not that the women can't have a place defending our people. As frontline combat soldiers, that is not the place. Sorry, it's not the place. And our nurse that listens in here, our retired nurse, says here that AZT kills the immune system. They called this AIDS, which is a cancer pneumonia. So they called it AIDS, but it's actually cancer pneumonia. So AZT, again, just as they're doing to us today, they're claiming this serum is the solution when it's actually a death warrant. And the poor souls that got into the program and took the AZT actually were killing themselves. So again, you know, Michael, I'm almost of the opinion that if our people want to commit suicide, why should we stop them? I've stopped trying to get people to listen. I don't tell them not to get the vaccine. I don't tell them to take the face diapers off anymore. I'm looking at this as my Heavenly Father's way to eliminate a lot of people that don't deserve to live. If they want to worship the Antichrist, then they should die. Let them go. Even if I know them, even if I'm related to them, let them go. If that's their choice, then who am I to stand in the way? And when they're all gone, this world will be down to the sons of Yahweh on one side, and the Antichrists on the other side, because they're not going to take this thing, but they're also not very good warriors. So they're going to have some warriors that don't take the vaccine, and they're going to hope that that's enough to destroy us. We all know how it ends. We are going to destroy these people at some point. We will totally destroy the Antichrists. Every man, woman, and child in that category will be destroyed, because that's what our Father commands through the prophets. And if you think about it, if you build a kingdom, if you bring in the kingdom age and you've got this beautiful system, why would you want it polluted? The Bible says that nothing will come into the kingdom lest I plant it. It also says, nothing that offends me will come into the kingdom. Those are ways of saying the Father is not going to allow these perverts at any age that are contaminated at the DNA level into the kingdom. They're not going to get into it because they will become a cancer and a scourge to what is supposed to be the reign of Christ and peace and prosperity on this earth. So it makes perfect sense to me. What do you think?
Yeah, because they sometimes it feels like people that haven't been caring about the truth, they didn't really get, I know you used the word punished, I don't know if that's the correct word to do, but it's no consequence of just living ignorance. But this time, I believe it will have consequence if you doesn't love the truth and know that you don't put poison vaccines in your body. You don't do a test for something that doesn't exist. And the test can also probably be some kind of vaccine. It's been at least 3 studies that shows that this is a way to giving people, you injecting stuff into the people. So, and that was something I did also post out to those dear Christians, to warn them about it. And then they just said, oh, this is negative, don't say this, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I don't care really about you, because you don't want to listen to it. You don't want to listen to this, itching ear doctrines. That's the only thing they were interested in, so I left pretty quickly. And also interesting you said about the military. I fully agree. It should be no women, no perverts, nothing other than good men that want to do the fighting also, because I guess that is also something that is so important. That's also what is said, I guess, a biblical law, that you won't have soldiers that want to do it, not cowards, because that won't do any good for the army. I guess that was something that Gideon did when he did pick out his army, when he said, my army is small. Yeah, it will be smaller, and then they called it down to be very few. But in the end, didn't take a single loss. He didn't take a single loss. And that, I can also say that the Swedish king, Karl den Tolfte, he had a bodyguards also, as the king do have, and one of his requirements was this. They should be at least 6 feet long, and they should be Swedish. That was his requirement for them. And he also regarded himself to being a lion. That was often his referment to what he was, to being like a lion against your enemy, but being like being godlike towards your friends. And he and every previous Swedish king until what he called Gustav III. They did read the Bible daily in the mornings. That was how they started up their day. So they were, and I mean, for this Colin Tolfte, what he did on his free time, he liked to be out in the forest and catching bears with his bare hands. That was his like hobby. So he was kind of a man, I must say. But those are, as I said, they disappeared and becoming more soy boys. And they say, oh, everything is dangerous. It's dangerous. Don't do that. It's dangerous. Yeah, sure. Just a way to feminize the men to saying this all the time, that boys cannot climb in the trees and learning this. No, it's dangerous. No, it's about to feminize the men. That's what I believe everything this is about, to not hurt yourself or whatever. Yeah, come on. That's how we learn. That's how I learn anyway. If you hurt yourself, you learn. If you never hurt yourself, you never learn. So I don't know. That's what I think. Well, they always say it's so dangerous. No, it's really, some is, of course, but you need to let children be children, to play and to learn. That's how they learn. And that was the same what he describes his childhood, this king, because they played war, and that could be really tough games they had. They hurt themselves pretty hard, and that was what he enjoyed doing in his life. And maybe I'm digressing here, but over to you.
Well, I agree. That's why in my lifetime, again, all the things that you're talking about was proven, because I played sports all through grade school, middle school, high school, and a year of college. So I played baseball and football, and it makes you tougher, because you've got people beating on you and hitting you and knocking you down, and your testosterone has to come up because you have to fight back. There were many times I was in a football game and the guy across from me on the line, sometimes they were almost twice as big as I was, poundage-wise. They were big guys. And so I had to get very, very fast and very good at my technique of blocking them, or else I would have got pummeled. So it does teach you, like you said, and could I have gotten hurt? Sure, we had guys that would break a leg or sprain an ankle, or I had twice, I got hit so hard I had muscle cramps that would not go away until I actually went to a doctor and got some medication for it. So, and I had a mild concussion given to me one day. So there's a price to pay, but it also toughens you up, and it also causes the body to go into defensive mode. And just like all things in nature, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you never push the envelope of your body, you never challenge it, it doesn't grow. Any bodybuilder would tell you that the most massive growth of a muscle is when you tear that muscle down by exerting it more than is normal. The muscle will actually tear down, and then when it rebuilds, it gets bigger and stronger. Bones, where they break, where they fuse back together, will never break again. I heard that from a medical daughter, I believe, told me about that. So your body will actually mend that broken bone and put a joint in there, or a fix that is actually stronger than the original bone. So again, you know, we're made to be tested. We're made to try things. We're made to sometimes even fail, as long as we do it wisely and we don't do something that takes us and causes a fatal injury, then we learn from it. And like you said, there were many of our men in battle, they had some scars, but they also learned a lot about themselves and how to defend themselves and to defeat an enemy. And that was passed on to their children. So, again, we've become weak because we have allowed an enemy to come in and sissify us, turn our men into wussies. They don't go out and they don't challenge each other. Like when I was younger, I had a lot of bullies when I was a young boy in grade school. There were guys that were much older than me and bigger than me. They would come over and pick me up and throw me into a snowbank or sit on me and come up and punch me. It didn't destroy me. It made me learn to survive. And the funny thing was, as I grew older and I got bigger and stronger, those guys stayed away from me. So, you know, father can sort of like push it right back on them later on. And even some of my family, my two sons used to fight each other all the time because the older one was so much bigger. And I told them, the day will come when your younger brother is going to get much bigger. You'd better be careful. And sure enough, when the younger one got older, he was a better fighter than the older son. And he showed my older son a lesson. So, you know, we've lost common sense, Michael. That's, I guess, basically what we're saying. We used to have common sense. We used to trust what the scripture says. And, you know, we didn't let these little lily white pussified so-called experts convince us of a lie. We knew better than that. And for some reason, our people have lost that. And again, they need to repent. They need to rethink or reevaluate their value system and get it back in alignment with our Heavenly Father. Now, I know we've gone an hour and a half, and you did a show with Eli. I don't know how long it was, but I'm sure you're probably getting a little bit tired. So if you wish, we can go ahead and end today's interview, and then you can come back when you're refreshed for part two.
I'm not tired like that. I really enjoy doing this because it's so refreshing to speak with you, and to, because you're the generation that I look up toward, because you are having this common sense. And this farmer, you grew up in an Amish community, you have told me that. I really appreciate to listen to this very simple way you view life and how you view problems, and it's always, they are so correct. And that really is it's a really it's so nice for the soul to hear that. I really enjoy because this common sense is this. I mean, I'm also a simple man. I see simple solutions, but they work, because if something is too complicated, it is probably a lie. That's what I've learned. If they want to make something to sound so complicated, so hard to understand, you know, yeah, because it's a lie. So this is so refreshing for me also to, and also to know that I, giving some information here across the pond in this little nation, Sweden. We're hanging on the string of our DNA, I guess. But unfortunately, many of the Swedish people seem to, fall for this. This COVID vaccination, but I also see that the truth channels are increasing, but it's probably the same they are compromised. That's the problem. Very few having the biblical perspective in it. They doesn't mention our Heavenly Father. It's just this more in, I don't know. That is the problem with them. That's what I'm getting a bit turned off from them, because I don't. Come on, that's the basic. You need to have that basic to get the stuff correct. You cannot describe it. This is out of a secular views they have, and they miss the other very big elephant in the room, because who is the root of our problem? It is the Jewish banking lenders and those people. They are the root of our problems, and it doesn't mention them. They don't, never mention them. Then you know they are compromised. They say, oh, it's the deep state, is that and that. Well, tell me who they are. And that's, I tell here in Sweden, who the rulers are here. There are three. It's this guy called Wallenberg. He owns practically 85 to 90% of Sweden. But people outside of Sweden doesn't know him. But he owns this nation. And by his banking operation and by... he also, I start up to reading this book, The $1 Billion Murder, that tells just about this guy, Ivar Kreuger, that was one of the, he did try to combat those people, but he also used it, they tried every means to get rid of him. They tried to, all their conniving, all their tactics didn't work. So they rested to the last final solution to that, and that was to murder him. He was not a crook, he was never a liar, but that's the lie that has been told to all the world. Why? And none of the one that has listened to that doesn't speak Swedish. So, you can tell them basically everything then. Ivar Kreuger did fight them, and he was murdered by the instigation of those powers, and he was also, he did also fight the Morgan interest, that is the fighting Rothschild, on their basis, and by his using his those matches that he had, that was his way to fighting it. So that's why I'm reading it, because I guess it's important to get that message out about who Ivar Kreuger was, and he was not a crook, he was not a liar, he didn't fool anybody. Then you have both into Wallenberg and Bonnier's lies.
Yeah, amen to that. Let me ask you before we do close up for the day. There are scriptures that talk about a point in time when our Father in heaven is going to silence the watchmen for their own safety. Do you remember reading any of those scriptures?
No, I have not found that. I know you have also mentioned that one. I'm interested to see that one because... Yeah, that's very interesting because we will do this until because probably we get silenced. They will probably find some way to silence this, or they put the internet down, because this is the only venue we have right now for freedom of speech. Otherwise, we don't have it. And you in America are the one that have we need to exercise it, because it's so important that we speak it. But now I'm looking for that verse because I find it very interesting.
Right. I'll have to go search. I believe it was Bertrand Comparé that did the sermon that referred to the verses. But it kind of makes sense that at some point, as in the days of Noah, he reached a point where the people that repented, Noah and his family, were put in the ark and the rest of them were kept outside. I believe we're approaching that period. I could be wrong, but I believe we're getting very close to the period where the people that will be saved through this fire, that number will have been reached. And once it's reached, then the watchman's job is no longer necessary. And for their safety, the Father will have them cease to sound the alarm. And it won't be the enemy. The enemy can't stop Yahweh's people from speaking and from his prophets, which you're one of them, Michael, for his prophets that are warning his people, the watchmen. But at some point, it will no longer be necessary to risk their safety to put out the warning, because the rest of the people will never wake up. So we're still waking up a lot of people, but I believe in the very near future, the time of the watchmen will be over, and the time of cleansing the earth will have begun. And so the watchmen will cease to sound the alarm, but they will take up arms and be in a command position within the army of Jacob Israel as we cleanse this world. So it's not like we don't have something to do. It's just that we're going to switch from being watchmen on the wall to commanders on the field of battle. So that's how I see it. But anyway, any final words, Michael, and then we'll go ahead and let you have a break.
And before I also finish, maybe I also want to read to finish off by reading one of the Psalms. Last time when I finish off, I think I read Psalm 91 on Swedish to you. Maybe this time I can read Psalm 83 on Swedish to you, so you hear the Swedish wordings.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yes, so before we quit, then let's go into Psalm 83.
Hey, Michael. Sorry, just before you do that, can you repeat your website? I think you mentioned it at the beginning and I didn't catch it.
I don't have a website, Adam. I have a channel on BitChute called Nordic Awakening. I'm having a channel, and I had it on YouTube, but then I was thrown in the memory holes by the usual suspects. So if you search for Nordic Awakening on BitChute, you will find my channel.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Okay, so let's read Psalm 83 on Swedish. En sång, en psalm av Asaf. Gud, var icke så tyst. Tig icke och var icke så stilla, å Gud. Ty, se dina fiender larma och de som hatar dig resa upp huvudet. Mot ditt folk förehava det listiga anslag och rådslå mot dem som du beskyddar. Det säga, kom, låt oss utrota dem, så att det ej mer är och ett folk, och så att ingen mer tänker på Israels namn. Ty, endräktiga rådslå dem med varandra, det sluta mot dig ett förbund. Edoms tält och Ismaeliter, Moab och Hagaiterna, Gebal och Amon och Amalek, filisterna, tillika med dem som bo i Tyrus. Asur har och slutit sig till dem. Han har lånat sin arm åt Lots barn, Sela. Gör med dem så som du gjorde med Midja, så som med Sisera och Jabin vid Kissons bäck. Dem som förgjordes vid Endor och blev till gödning åt marken. Låt det gå deras ämlingar så som det gick Oreb och Seb, och alla deras första så som det gick Sebba och Salmuna. Eftersom det säga, Guds ängder vill jag vi intaga åt oss. Min Gud, låt dem bliva så som virvande löv, så som strå för vinden, lik en eld som förbränner skog och lik en låga som avsvedjar berg. Förföljer du dem med ditt oväder och förskräck du dem med din storm. Gör deras ansikten fulla med skam, så att det söker ditt namn. O Herre, ja, må det komma på skam och förskräckas till evig tid. Må det få blygas och förgås. Och må det förnimma att du alena bär namnet Herren, den högsta över hela jorden. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Very good, Michael. Thank you very much. And also, thank you for taking the time, especially, like I said, you know, you had already done an interview earlier, and then you picked up with us. So we appreciate that very much and wish you all the best. We will certainly keep you and your ministry in our prayers, and we'll have to do this again sometime very, very soon.
Yeah, that sounds a very good idea, and that we keep this. We need to keep in touch as brothers. We need to, yeah, that's very important. That, as you said, teamwork. It makes life easier. And thank you yet again that you let me come on your show, Aaron, and to getting to know. Thank you very much for that, and Yahweh bless you and all your listeners for this.
Yahweh bless, Michael. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, Michael from Sweden and Nordic Awakening on BitChute. And I tried to send out his links on my email list and put links to it on the website, PastorDan.net, from time to time. We want to thank you for joining with us, and for those that listen to the downloads later on, Yahweh bless each and every one of us. Again, Valentine's Day salute to our ladies. Especially the ladies that get it right. You're a rare gem in this world, and all of us men can attest to that. Finding a true woman of Yahweh in these days that understands the proper relationship between men and women and us as his children and our Father, those ladies that can keep their emotions in check, especially the emotion of jealousy, that is a high honor that we salute you for reaching that pinnacle of characteristic. It's not easy. It's not easy. The world wants just the opposite. So in overcoming the world and coming back into proper alignment with our Father, you help men become lions again. And that's what we need. We need the lions to awaken. Just as Michael is the lion of the north, our men need to be lions once again, and it's much easier job to do when we have the support of our ladies. So we're all in this together as a team, as Michael has said. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brethren across the world. We thank you for Brother Michael over in Sweden. It's a very difficult job, as Sweden is very socialist and has turned it back on you, much like the rest of us have in our nations. Our people talk about solutions all the time, Father, but they don't seem to include you in the solution, when in fact you are the only solution to this problem. There is no man-made institution. There is no man-made solution to the problems of this world. It's a matter of obedience. And for those of our people that have figured that out, Father, we give you praise and glory that your Holy Spirit, which has been poured out upon all flesh, has taken root in the hearts and souls of our brothers and sisters, the true and righteous remnant of Jacob. We also pray that in these dark days that you would continue to lift us up by your Holy Spirit, give us a sense of truth and justice for the world, give us discernment to see through lies and deception, give us a caring heart for our brothers and sisters, and for our men, give them a spirit of a warrior to protect the innocent amongst our women and children that are being put upon by so many. And may the day come soon, Father Yahweh, when you turn us loose, when you turn the warriors amongst us loose upon these wicked and evil people, as Malachi chapter 4 refers to them. May it come soon. May you take the throne, since you are the only one worthy. May your law be the law of the land, and may our hearts be purified in our love of you, as we turn back and look to your face for recognition, and acknowledgement and salvation. We ask all these things in the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah.